ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా,
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విద్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today is January 3rd, 2019, the first Thursday live in this new year. We welcome the new year in Prashanthi Nilayam with beautiful cultural programs by Bhagwan students. We had Prima Bandham 2019, and the dramas that were presented, the songs that were sung, and the most important thing, the seva that was done by the alumni of Bhagwan's institutions, Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. It was something which Puttaparthi had not seen before. The alumni have been doing service all through the year in various places. This year they thought about doing a 7-day service in various institutions of the Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. So they wanted a festival of service during the new year in Prashanthi Nilayam, and they thought, why not serve all these edifices that are models for healthcare, for educare, for social care. So they started off with cleaning the Bhaktanivas sheds, all these pilgrim sheds, halls where the devotees stay whenever they come to Prashanthi Nilayam. So they had a sanitation team, an engineering team, a plumbing team. So they were there doing all those activities which are generally not done by the sevadals in the regular course of their seva in Prashanthi Nilayam. So they were fixing lights, they were closing the leaking taps and clearing the cobwebs and so on. So that was one activity. Similarly, they were working in the super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi. They were sorting out old medical records. They were categorizing all the papers there. In fact, one good practice that is followed by the super speciality hospital is the hospital sends postcards to patients, and their correspondence happens in 3 major languages to help all the patients who come to the hospital. So even though emails happen, but you know, there are still some patients who come to the hospital who may not be using email, because generally the people who come to Prashanthi Nilayam Hospital, they are from very poor backgrounds. They are from the rural areas of West Bengal, rural areas of Andhra, of Karnataka, of Odisha. So they have to be communicated in a manner that the communication reaches them. So they were there in the hospital, cleaning up the pharmacy department. They were in the counseling department. So for 7 days, they were working with the staff of the counseling department and seeing how they can make their service better. There was a library cataloging team which completed cataloging 4,000 books by barcode. So see, the hospital is ever busy to do its regular work to keep the momentum of the service going. And so the hospital generally does not have a time to pause, because there is always so much happening. Every morning the hospital is filled with patients. It's a free hospital. It's a hospital where so much belief, so many believe that this is the place where we will find our life back. This is the place where we have hope. So there are so many tasks in every department which is not able to get attention by the regular staff or the sevadals, because the sevadals who serve in the hospital also are like the staff of the hospital. They are part of the team that are needed to make the hospital run. So they serve the food from the dietary, they transfer the samples from the labs, they carry the files from the OPD to the operation theater. So they are part of the hospital staff. It's almost like that. So alumni were there in every department and seeing what is that activity which, if we do now, it will help for the department to be better organized. So they completed an entire activity of documenting the pictures captured by the OT instruments, operation theater instruments in urology. And this was an activity which was pending for last 10 years. And the alumni, they went in as a group and they finished it in 3 days. They, all the data that has been captured by 400 instruments, this was a long pending task, and the hospital was so grateful for helping in all these little things, but this is what will help them to offer better service in the days to come, in the weeks to come. Similarly, they were there in the medical records department, as I said, in medical records department, there are 600 racks, and with each rack containing 30 bunches, and each bunch has 5 MRD records. So totally there were 9,000 MRD records, which the alumni scanned and audited and ensured there are no missing record. So this was a huge activity which helped to sort out everything in the medical records department. Similarly, it was not only hospital. They were at the Nitya Anna Dana Seva canteen, you know, where we have daily free food to all the pilgrims of Prashant and LM. So they were serving there. They were serving in the North Indian canteen. The North Indian canteen manager was only happy that the alumni, Swami students, are serving the devotees who are partaking food there. And in fact, it was a different experience for all the people who had food there on the New Year day to find all Bhagwan's students serving them food on that special day. They also had elders interaction seva. So wherein senior brothers, you had brothers like Niranjan, Prasanna Sai, very experienced brothers, going and spending time with the elders of the ashram. You know, they are people who have served Bhagwan in various capacities for 30 years, 40 years. Now they are in their 80s, in their 70s, or some in their 90s. So you just go and spend time with them, you know, ask them to speak about their days with Swami, ask them if they need anything, ask them to recall their moments when Swami was so happy seeing them serve, recall their moments of how Prashanti was when they came to this place, how Swami asked them to stay back. So, you know, it gives them a new joy. That is the New Year gift that was being given to these elders in the ashram. So like this, the alumni were constantly seeing where we can serve to make a difference to the lives of the pilgrims, to the lives of the patients, to the life of everyone who is stepping inside Prashant and Nilayam. So this is just a glimpse of the activities that were done. As I said, it was a 7-day activity, 7-day festival of service, 7-day festival of bonding with Prashanti, 7-day festival of offering gratitude to Bhagwan for all that he has done for them, continues to do to them. And if you heard the previous episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, I shared with you a conversation with some of these alumni, Brother Venkat Desikan, Brother Murali, and Brother Sai Swaroop. These are some of the brothers who came very early and was sort of setting up the stage for all the alumni to be organized to offer this seva. And in the previous episode, I shared with you some of the conversations that I had with them. We started off by sharing how all of them never want to miss Premabandham in Prashant Nilayam, and how it is their way of recharging, it's their way of connecting, it's their way of feeling Bhagwan's love, it's their way of telling Bhagwan how much they love him. So you had Brother Venkat Desikan who started telling you about the Kerala Seva, we started talking about all the service activities that have been done by the alumni in 2018. And so he started off by the OT Seva, which happened early 2018. And then we came to the Kerala Seva, when the Kerala flood rehabilitation work, which was led by the alumni and Brother Venkat, and so many were very deeply involved in that. So we started off with that story, how suddenly when he heard about this, and even though he was unwell, he just decided to take the plunge and go to all these water affected areas. And how was his experience then? Did his boss allow him? So let's go on with that story. I'm going to play for you Little clippings of this conversation that I had with Brother Venkat Desikan, Brother Murli and Brother Sai Swaroop. They are sharing their moments of deep joy, moments of learning, moments of deep satisfaction serving Bhagwan by serving people in the affected areas. So let's continue the story of Kerala, which Brother Venkat Desikan is sharing. So this is something that I recorded perhaps on 26th or 27th of December. And we recorded somewhere in the midnight because all these brothers are so busy during the day working. So, but somehow this story had to be captured. So here is Brother Venkat Desikan for you.
My boss said, Venkat, not just you go. I was hesitant when I asked him. I said, my heart is there. I would like to go do something. And there are a few boys who have been asking, and, you know, as part of the team, yeah, keen to take it up. Mm. I was hesitant. Mm. This is a U.S. boss. And when he heard it, the way he responded was fantastic. He said, Venkat, I certainly want you to go, and not just that. If there are more people who are interested in going and serving, you should take them along with you.
Wow. That was Swami again.
Exactly. And then, so medical, and along with that, alumni played a major role in the school bag kit preparation. So because everybody had lost their books and school bags and the contents there, because the water just came in, filled up their homes and everything had to be thrown away. Mm. So we knew that they all needed. The government was doing for a good part of it, but we found out there were areas where they still needed help. And I'm sure Murli can add about what happened with how alumni worked in
Murli,
helping
your
school children in Kerala.
Thank you, Venkat brother. School bag kits is a very special time because I think it was a dream. Because Venkat brother was actually on the ground level and he is telling us to do something here while we were in Bangalore. And, you know, to grasp what he is saying and the timelines to which we have to deliver things was something unimaginable. That's why I'm saying it is a dream, because in a week's time, probably, we had almost 2,500 school bag kits arranged.
Wow.
I think the magnitude of the prayer that you want to serve, you know, to please Swami, we had Premanush brother from Radio Sai help us, and then Mahabali brother from Parthi help us. I think Swami also heard prayers from Vrindavan.
Mm.
So we had the school bag kids arrive at Vrindavan. We were stunned. We were thinking that we should mobilize volunteers to pack them. The boys in Vrindavan packed in 1 hour's time.
Wow.
That's what I was told.
All the boys of the Vrindavan campus got involved.
This is thousands of school kits. As in, a school kit is not just about a bag and something inside.
Mm.
It's got a bunch of different types of notebooks, the specifications, exactly what we had worked out after a bit of research, saying, you know, the number of ruled notebooks and what size and number of unruled and of different types,
yes,
you know, plain ones. And it is quite a lot. And one-sided notebooks.
So at least 10, 15 items inside.
Exactly.
10 plus items.
So each thing, you know, you buy each thing separately and pack everything.
Yeah, up to a tiffin box and a water bottle.
Mm.
And with your erasers and pencils.
And I think even the boys of the higher secondary school, Prashandilam, got involved, right?
Truly.
Brother Ashwath Naran, I remember, was doing a lot of mobilization work here.
Truly, truly. They all kind of helped in packing. Prashantaliyam, the packing was going on, you know, with the help from the school boys.
Mm.
And in Vrindavan, Murli can add about it.
Yeah, the current students' involvement, and they're waiting for the load, and they were ready, even not just for packing, even willing to load the vehicle. Just to tell about the transport, the speciality was, we were thinking as to how do we send it then wait for the other supplies that were supposed to go from the Karnataka state organization. We wanted to send this much early before the schools could start.
Yeah.
One of the brothers found that there is the travel house. The CEO of that travel house person comes to Sai Geetanjali.
Oh.
And you know,
Mandir in Bangalore.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, everyone has somewhere got a role to play.
Mm.
And he connected to the right person and he said, at the minimal cost, we will send the supply at your
wow.
time.
Wow.
And you won't believe, the truck came at our time and then boys loaded and it went within one day's time.
Wow.
So everyone's prayers, you know, when they want to do something remotely,
yes.
I think Swami will find a way.
Oh yes, I mean,
and it was so needed since we were there. You know, mm. the moment these boys sent it, we were receiving it there. Boys mm. sitting there and receiving it at the other end.
Mm.
It was like hotcakes. As soon as it came, I think, you know, every district brought their lorries and you know, picked them up. You know, we had worked it out, each district, what's the requirement, and then you know, mm. so they were all waiting practically for mm. the school bag kits, and the feedback was so beautiful.
Mm.
We could actually see, I'm sure Murali would remember some of the pictures that I posted when it was given to some of the children and the final recipients.
Wow.
The broad smile.
It was truly a dream. You won't believe, in those 7 days, the number of messages that we exchanged. I think I was telling him that we crossed 2,000 messages.
No, every single detail of what is required for a single, each school and, yes. You know, and then in multiple places. We also had somebody in a few youth in Hyderabad assemble and help us. Brother Rakesh from Hyderabad came in and did seva there in Kerala. And he said that he will remotely organize once he went back. And he helped us in a pack of a few kits. It had to be gotten done in multiple places. We couldn't do, you know, because so many items, you have to procure them. We need to fill them up into the right size and send it back on time. That was an experience, I think, an interesting supply chain experience for ourselves.
And Swami, as you mentioned, you know, he enabled you to go.
I mean, There's no questions. I think every single thing was planned by him. That's what I felt. See, we just had to go make ourselves available.
Yes.
Right? It's not the skills. None of us had the skills, really, for either procuring so much and then to be able to be there in a place like that, to be able to do it.
Just the thought that, you know, we want to do it for Swami and after that Swami takes over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I still remember discussing with Brother Himanta from Radio Sai when he came in there, and he also played a role in capturing so that like rest of the community could also feel the pulse of what's going on there. So it's a wonderful experience.
Wonderful issue. So that was Brother Venkat sharing about the Kerala flood relief effort led by the alumni. And as he mentioned, you know, it was so fantastic the way his boss allowed him to go. And not only that, he said, take anyone else also. I mean, that is how Swami is telling you that if you want to do good, don't worry, I am there with you. I will be there every step of the way. And Brother Murali sharing how 2,500 school kits just got done in a couple of days, and how someone came from nowhere and agreed to transport this stuff. And when they were thinking how to pack them, Vrindavan boys join, the higher secondary school boys join. And I mean, as Bhagwan always says, that if you want to do good, if you have a sincere intention, if you have a pure thought, the whole universe will rearrange itself to work with you. And I think this is what anyone who does service experiences. And every time you experience it, it is such a delight. It is, after some time, you just get perhaps positively addicted to it, because you want to do more, because you want to see His hand more, you want to experience His glory more through His seva. So that was the experience of all these brothers who were there in Kerala during the flood relief effort. In fact, there is something that Venkat experienced which was astounding, which was absolutely so heartening, so enlivening, and so inspiring. So let's continue that story. Brother Venkat narrates that, and then he also talks about a few other service activities that the alumni have done during the year 2018. So back to Venkat.
So this school bags, once they got distributed, we in between had Swaroop go and spend 2 weeks when we were a little tired and things were slowing down a little bit.
Mm.
We were managing it remotely, but we had to come back. There were several weeks I was already there and family was missing, and at least I had to go and show myself back for a little while. And but our all our hearts were there. Every time I came back to Bangalore, within no time I went back. I think the multiple travels, I think I wouldn't have traveled back and forth, flown so many times.
But your health was fine.
My health supported all that at that time.
Yeah.
And it was on a 1 hour physiotherapy sessions.
Mm.
And in between that, suddenly I go there and come back sometime in September when I don't even know, I think, how it all...
Sai therapy. This is... Seva is Sai therapy.
Seva. Seva by itself. I think it's very, very healing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it not only... heals your spirit, it can also heal your body.
Yeah. You know, I started truly feeling, you know, there, all we had no skills to do any of these things.
Yes.
Absolute true experience we can share from the depth of my heart is,
yes,
just go make yourself available. Just, just the wish.
Yes.
And rest of it, Swami just has his own ways.
And as Bhagwan always used to mention, all I need is that availability. Then he will fill us with the ability. And we will begin to feel his proximity, you know, wherever
absolutely
we are.
Absolutely.
And I think that is what is the experience of anyone.
Yeah.
And you know, when you were narrating about your spondylitis issue, I was reminded of Professor Kasturi. There is this beautiful incident which Professor Kasturi records, wherein, you know, one day he was having back problem, and anyway, he was just lying down, and, you know, suddenly Swami calls. And... So as he goes to Swami, you know, he's limping, and, you know, he's putting his hands on his back, and just to let Swami know that, you know, he has a lot of difficulty walking. So, and the moment Swami sees him, Swami says, "What is this? Why are you dancing? Why are you doing Bharatanatyam?" And Swami does not allow him to speak, and Swami says, "You do one thing, you take all these calendars and go to every single room in the ashram and fix this calendars." And Professor Kasturi is like, "If today is the day I am having such severe back problem, and, you know, he has to ask me to do this today." And Professor Kasturi is like editor of Sanatana Sarathi, and he's everything. So he go to every room and put this calendar and come, you know. And so the poor man, you know, he goes, and I remember talking to Raman Rao sir, you know, when he entered, and so he would knock in the afternoon every room.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to Raman Rao sir's room, and so Raman Rao sir, you know, asked, "Sir, what can I do?" Professor Kasturi is like, "Nothing." You know, he's like, "I have to just do this thing," and, you know, he's not willing to even take his help. People want to help him, you know, he's such a senior person. So, "No, no, I have to do it. So I'm just told to do it." So he does not even take help, and he goes to every room, and he fixes this calendar, and finally he comes and reports to Swami. By the time he's returning, you know, his ailment is gone.
Wow.
His back problem is gone.
Wow. I don't know how to explain this. Literally, I think, you know, if you ask down south, they say if you have a neck pain, right, you kind of don't use a pillow when you sleep. But, well, I don't know, you don't believe that so much. But Swami just designed it in such a way that I didn't have a pillow. So he's sleeping on the floor, no bed. And you can't ask for any of these things, you know, sitting in a place which is so badly affected by a disaster.
Yeah.
And you're coming back completely cured. And, you know, that is him. I could just see his hands in work.
So that is what happened to Venkat. He went to Kerala with cervical spondylitis. And after serving there for weeks, and after doing any number of back and forth travels back to Bengaluru and Kerala, not finding a good place to sleep there, no good furniture for him to rest, no time to actually relax there. You're all the time on the toes. And he comes back after such a hectic schedule in Kerala. And his wife asks him, "How is your back?" And only then he remembers, oh, he had a back problem. He says, "You know, nowadays I have complete loss of that feeling that I used to have a problem. Only when suddenly when I think of the problem, then I feel, oh, okay, maybe I had a back problem. Otherwise, I don't even know that I had such an ailment." And Swami's therapy was absolutely opposite to what a doctor would advise, because he operates at the level of the spirit, not at the level of the body. And seva is there. What seva can do, not only to the spirit, but even to our mind, even to our body, even to every cell of our being, is so amazing. And people who do it, they know it. I remember this conversation that I had had many years ago with Mr. Vade Gaonkar. In fact, the story is there on the Desai website. He has all the ailments that one should not have if one wants to do service. He had a back problem, he had a heart problem, he had a leg problem. Yet, he is the only one who has been there in Prashantlem on every major festival with a dedicated team of 30, 40, 100, 200 people and looking after the sanitation seva of Prashantlem every time there was a major event. Be it 70th birthday, 75th birthday, be it major Guru Purnima, Shivratri, his team ensured that the pilgrims had a comfortable stay in the ashram. And even now, he is still there, very active. And everyone who has worked with him continues to be so inspired. It's a live example of what seva can do to you. Body is nothing. Seva will look after it like no medicine can do, because the moment you do seva, you attract the grace of the divine. So that was what was Venkat's experience. And we'll continue with the Kerala seva. There were many others who joined. For example, as I was mentioning, there's brother Swaroop who also joined, Venkat, Murali, and many others, Rakesh Menon, there's so many others. Let's hear how Venkat got involved, and then also the other activities that the alumni have undertaken in this year.
Swaroop came in between and spent a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Memories of that beautiful seva?
There's a lot more to add to it, brother. If you remember, there was one instance where even one of the times where Chennai was affected by the floods. So I was part of that, so affected people. And the amount of support that I had received and the people around had received, I was wonderstruck. And to receive such a selfless love from everyone was really impressive. And here was another instance where I had a chance to be on the other side. So far I had been on the recipient side and like maybe to play a part in that bigger selfless service. We had gone there, probably we had service medical camps being run across. So we had medicines coming in, we had to sort out all of the stuff, what needs to go to which center of the medical center. We had bags and other stuff coming in. And to see the whole of the organization, it's not when it's come to service, it is not just the individual or a set of group comes together. It is like when you do something out of love and selfless service, it is everyone who gets. We have local members coming in there. We have samiti coordinators playing their role. We have alumni playing their role. And all of them playing their own part in their own ways. That is something cherished forever, probably.
I mean, seeing how the whole thing operates.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a wonderful symphony. And Swami has inspired each one and sent the right person at the right time.
Mm.
Vishu, we committed saying for each of these 25 camps, we said, because not every center had the ability to run camps. So we said we will get doctors, because we were not sure we will get, so we assured that we will find doctors, right? So we will message across our groups and, you know, we will get the doctors. Not just that, we will also send you the medicines, right? That was a commitment to make sure that they agree to run the camps in different places. So the medicines were all brought from Bangalore. I'm sure Murali can add to that, right?
Yeah, one thing I want to add to what Swaroop said, we both work in the same company.
Mm-hmm.
We were longing to go, but I somehow could not make it to Kerala for some reason. But the opportunity that he got, he had even taken the work to Kerala. He could work from the Kerala office.
Work from Kerala.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
I don't know how Swami plays his part in, like, it is never that easy for me to travel, especially during the mid of the months, because that will be a high work that we would be taking, going through. And it had so happened that I decided that when Venkat pinged me and said, okay, Swarup, we have service to be done and there is a need there. I decided overnight, saying, okay, morning, I didn't even tell anyone, inform anyone. I just booked that ticket and said, brother, I'm coming. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to come.
That's huge.
I just went there, landed up there. Morning, we just caught up for some time and then understood the need of the hour there. And I said, okay, let me try. There's another office center in Kochi. So I said, I can, maybe I'll travel down in the morning and then come back by evening, close the things and come back. I don't know how Swami played his own part, but he had just sorted out everything that I had not even stepped out of the center for work.
That was the requirement. See, we have fairly fixed everything, but we needed somebody locally there. When someone comes and picks it up, you need to make sure you point them to the right thing. And see, it was, work was tapering down, so I had returned back. And we needed someone locally there, because everybody else had gone back. Everyone was there for weeks together, months, you know, more than one and a half months. And so that's when we needed someone. We still needed somebody there to be there, you know, but mostly things were packed up. And so when Swarup went in there, he just need to be available there in the desk and make sure he's pointing people to the right thing. He was logged in there and then he was able to just exactly what is required. I mean, and how does Swami do all this, you know?
And your office didn't miss you?
No. And it's not just 1 day or 2 days. It was like close to more than 10 days or so.
Yeah, it's close to 2 weeks. I remember
two
that.
2 weeks, yeah. Because I can assure you, if you ask me during the mid of the month, even I would say to my parents, I will not come home.
No, goes back to the point, the willingness and availability.
Yes.
Just
yes.
You commit to it and then, you know.
Then after that, Swami
takes over.
He arranges the universe. To make it happen.
The universe conspires to.
Yes.
Yeah, when you decide to work for him, he'll ensure that your work is done without any impact.
Yes. Wow. I mean, you do little things for him and then he will sort everything else out for you. Big things get sorted out.
We end up looking back and say, okay, have I done something to Swami? Or Swami has done a lot to me.
Yeah.
Of course, it's always, we are the recipient at the end.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. So this happened in August. Right, the Kerala Seva, and I think even after that, a number of initiatives have been taken up by the alumni, right? In October, November, December, I think just like every month you have one beautiful festival in Prashanthinilam, I think this year has been one festival of service for the alumni.
Exactly, you know, that actually Guna can speak a lot about this. In October we had, so right after the floods, you know, the initial one was relief, which was, we went and gave this Amrit Kalashas and also including the school bags. And then the next part was making sure that the rehabilitation, and a part to that were building up houses and a couple of other things where again, you know, we were involved to a little extent. The next one, when all this finished, we started considering how can we do something in a more sustained way on an ongoing basis. That's where the idea came up when Guna and the Mukundan sir met up. So they decided that they would like to set up one Sathyasai primary healthcare center for every single district of Kerala, which is free primary healthcare center
for every district of
every single district of Kerala. And their timeline they set out to themselves was before Swami's 95th birthday.
Wow.
And he kept telling that, you know, he would like to have us work with the youth and motivate the youth. We didn't have a lot of experience working with the youth, at least personally me, part of that. I don't know how the whole thing once again came back. Again, just an honest wish, right? Sent to the universe and the responses. Swami just, you know, makes it happen. The way then it happened is Alwar Center, we set up one primary healthcare center. We had one of the alumni, Shrikant, who's a local of the place, came back and who offered to make beautiful cabins for the doctors to be set up. We picked the place. And then, you know, we also had all the medicines and everything ordered, and we equipments which is required, several lakhs worth, everything we brought in, you know, to Alwar. And Guna came and trained everybody there. The structure was fantastic. I think we bring the youth from all different districts, have a half a day of sadhana camp with them, which is more like a youth activity. And the second half, we'll have a training with them, interactive session, motivate them. And next day morning, practical, I think, you know, we have an actual medical camp happening there. The best part is, from then till that point, I think physically we stay there and handhold them. After that, we stay remotely and continue to monitor.
So the youth now handle the
youth center. Handle from then. Lot of youth came, 100 youth came, and out of that, 50 of them were school children from the Alua school, Sai school. It's a sight. Only Bhagwan can put all this together in such a beautiful way.
Wow.
And well, that was Alua Center, which we set up sometime in October. Following that, of course, we had in November, we participated in the Satya Sai organization's medical camp, which happens every year during the birthday time, that is from 20th to 23rd, which I think, you know, Guna can give.
In Prashanthinilayam.
In Prashanthinilayam. And it's been happening for decades now by a committed team of doctors. Following that, of course, we had in December, we set up the second Satya Sai primary healthcare center in Alappi, which is one of the most affected districts there, Ambalapura. So like this, month on month, we have a lineup. In January, we're planning Trishur. The dates are yet to be finalized, but we have decided among ourselves that we'll make it happen, right? And February, we hope most likely it might be Calicut, next is Trivandrum. So there is a lineup through, and now the state president tells us it doesn't have to be until 95th birthday. He thinks by 94th birthday, we would have finished setting up
every
this 14,
of care every district, primary healthcare center.
Having one primary healthcare center running the way Bhagwan wants it to go. So I think overall the year has been fantastic for us. This year has been such a fantastic year. Look at it, I think I've been part of the coordination team for a while now for the alumni meets, and you know, when I look back, we have just not had an year like this. Thanks to Bhagwan for making it so, so special for us. So this year went so well. We decided this year we should do a one-week seva. It's no longer a two-day that we did like last time. We'll still raise the bar, and we have the confidence to do that. The first day was today, officially. Day for yesterday, of course, we had some activity that happened, replacing some of the faulty bulbs in the sheds and all that, which we had been working on for months together now, doing some survey, and we received help from the authorities here in procuring everything and all that. But officially it started today. Today we were in Super Hospital where we took, my son was super happy. I could see him in the evening jumping. So I was not required. He was with Swaroop throughout the day. I realize now that that's what Seva does. It's all a miracle all around us, as I see.
Wow.
So that is the celebration of the miracle of Seva. Well, the alumni, after doing service activities in so many places, now they thought they should do their 7-day service as their offering to Bhagwan during the new year, during the Prema Bandham 2019. And you heard how they have now started engaging with the youth in Kerala, for example, and that is the way forward. So as they are setting up primary health care centers in every district of Kerala, everywhere they are bringing in the Sai youth, they are spending time with them, conducting workshops, training them, hand-holding them. And once they have the confidence that the youth now can take it forward, they move on, but remotely continue to support. So this is the model that they are following in Kerala now. And even as they were doing that in November, they were in Prashanthinilayam. For the first time in Prashanthinilayam, they were worked with the All India Satya Sai Organization's medical volunteers, and because the alumni joined in, so it was this time all documented, because the alumni are using the help of technology to streamline the processes. So since they have a robust software, they have a robust process flow which they have solidified over so many weeks and months and years of doing this medical camp. So every little data of the camps are now properly recorded, analyzed, and the learnings are being used to improve the service that is being given. So that's what happened in November, and as Brother Venkat mentioned, the service goes on now to every district of Kerala, and definitely the idea is to move on to all the states of India. Alumni everywhere will get involved with the youth of the state to ensure that healthcare, educare, social care reaches to everyone in this country who need Bhagwan's love. So it's not only these activities, there is lot more. There are some activities which are going on a daily basis in different parts of the country, in Northeast, in Delhi, in Bengaluru, in Chennai. So just let me give you a glimpse of what is happening in Bangalore. Brother Murli shares those initiatives, and perhaps this gives an idea of what goes on in various parts of India, the activities led by alumni of Bhagwan's institutions.
There's also a lot of activity happening in Bangalore.
And these are the continuous activities, right?
Yes. I think talking about Bangalore activities, the way I relate to the Bangalore activities is Bhagwan has established the institutions and he has laid the foundation. I think as students or any devotee or the organization or the current system, supporting the institution or the foundation that Bhagwan has laid is phenomenal. I think that itself is a journey that we have to, you know, continue, carry on. So why I'm saying this, the foundation and that Bhagwan has laid, is because all the activities that we think of in Bangalore that comes to our mind, be it medical camp, hospital seva, Samarpan, One with Sai, blood donation, anything, it's all happening at what Swami has blessed and laid foundation. So just to tell you maybe few stories around these activities, not in any chronology order,
sure,
but random thoughts or some beautiful moments, glimpses. We were having Golden Jubilee celebrations of Brindavan Bhajan group. The ashram authorities wanted us to clean the Kalya Mandapam. So we were actually postponing the activity due to the festivals or the activities that we were having. But somehow we challenged, let's do it next week. And I think it's Bhagwan calling. You won't believe, we had almost 15 plus volunteers. And one volunteer said this. He had a dream and Swami told to come and participate in activities in Brindavan.
Uh-huh.
And he was coming back to activities after 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
After he passed out of the institute.
Oh, I think Swami personally came and told come and participate in the activity.
Yes. So wow. When you listen to such things, you don't know where it all starts. Now he is a regular participant.
Wow.
He does not miss medical camp. He wants to participate in Samarpan. He comes for hospital seva.
Wow.
And he never misses another opportunity medical to clean anything in ashram.
Wow. I mean, the chance to serve itself is so great, you know. Just like, you know, it is a great chance for us to be a student, to become a Sai student is such a huge privilege that Bhagwan has given. And when you think about it, even the chance to serve, to have an environment where you can give your time, give your energy, give your youth to serve, to have an ambience, to have a family, to have a professional environment wherein you have the opportunity to serve, I think that is such a huge blessing, isn't it?
Yes, yes, definitely. Just one more thing I want to add. The hospital seva that we are talking a lot, I think Swami laid a seed for 90th birthday celebration. We Bangalore alumni, we were all thinking something we should do for Swami. And we were all caught up so many times to think, ideate, and then come up with something. Then we thought, the institutions that Bhagwan has laid down, let's do, go and support them. So 90th birthday, not exactly during the birthday time, during that year we wanted to start something. If I remember correctly, Sri Ram Navami day, in the month of March, we started this activity. And we are 3.5 years, and whatever we are talking today, the medical seva are all sown that time. You know, the hospital seva has opened so many doors for us, the outreach center that we are talking,
yes,
or the experience that we have here in terms of how we could help the beneficiaries by not coming all the way down, or how to conduct the camps. I mean, I don't know how to summarize, but you know, it's all happening.
And slowly, when you see, as we discussed before also, everything has been planned by him actually. So 3 years of experience of doing hospital seva as today is helping you in all these series of primary healthcare centers that are being set up, so many health camps that are being conducted. Now, you know, the hospital healthcare seva has spiraled in our alumni activities. And, you know, your experience there and the Kerala experience, everything is now, you know, coming together, helping to take this thing forward.
I certainly need to add here, Bishu, I think what this has done, this is now snowballing into something completely very different.
Mm.
Now, we are talking about 2019, and you know, some of the things that we are able to dare to dream today is because of the big 2018 that happened. We are very, very thankful to Bhagwan for having created really such a wonderful experience for all of us to live through.
Definitely, this is something which perhaps Swami in his master plan has started, and this service, this whole idea of offering to Bhagwan loving service by the alumni is slowly gaining so much of momentum, and we cannot imagine how it is going to be 2 years from now for 95th birthday, but definitely it is going to be in a much, much glorified way, in a much, much magnified way. And see the way Swami is guiding, and Swami comes in the dream of this boy and tells that you have not done service, come and serve. I mean, so anybody who has to join this activity will join. And because this is an activity led by Bhagwan, like every service activity, you have to have the opportunity to be part of it. And as he mentioned, the activities of Bangalore, similarly, there are activities in every state of India. In fact, in the Northeast, there is a huge series. There is a big series of activities, seva activities that go on in the Northeast, because there are plenty of old students from Darjeeling, from Arunachal Pradesh, from West Bengal. So they are very active. In fact, they have a newsletter periodically just to share and to connect with all the alumni in that region. And there was mentioned about Brother Gunaranjan by Brother Venkat. Now, Gunaranjan is someone who has dedicated his life completely to service. He has a NGO, a non-governmental organization called UC, which is completely into socio care, completely into service. So he is built this platform to aggregate volunteers, aggregate resources, aggregate ideas to serve. And he's someone who's completely involved in all these healthcare initiatives of the organization. In fact, he is the one who's behind these setting up primary healthcare centers in every district of Kerala. In fact, in Odisha, they have also started this cardiac screening center in Bhubaneswar, wherein before any patient comes to Prashanthi Nilayam for treatment, they want to screen and check whether the ailment that the patient has really needs the care of the super speciality hospital, because many times people are not aware that the ailment that they're having is not something that needs cardiac care. It is maybe something else. They could be having wheezing, it could be a lung problem, it could be a stomach problem. And because there is no one to guide, they spend so much money and come to the hospital only to hear that the hospital is not equipped to handle cases other than cardiology or ophthalmology or orthopedics. So they are ensuring that the patients there are guided to the right hospital and in the right way before they spend more money. So this is something that is happening in Bhubaneswar. In fact, there is also the telemedicine center where after the patient is operated in the super speciality hospital, the local doctors there, the devotee doctors, do the follow-up so that the patient, whatever treatment that has been done to the patient in the hospital is ensured that the patient confirms to the restrictions, confirms to the medicine, so that the patient continues to lead their life that the hospital has mandated, so that the benefit of the treatment continues. So you have the telemedicine center and now you have cardiac screening center. So plenty of service initiatives now being taken up. There is always a lot of work that goes on by the Satya Seva organization. Now you see alumni also joining the efforts of the Sai volunteers in the organization. I asked all these brothers that I spoke to, what did the service do to you? How you connected to this service? And each one's experience of why they so long every week, every day to be part of this service is such an inspiring story. You only get an idea of how much Bhagwan continues to do, even if you do little for him. Let's listen to their experiences.
At every instance, you know, you feel his presence, and we discussed about that. You feel that he is carrying you through. But can I ask you, you know, when you reflect, what has this whole process of continuously being engaged in one activity or the other to please someone, what has this done to you? I know we are helping a lot of beneficiaries, but we also know that, you know, these activities, they do something to us which no other engagement can. So, Brother Murali, if you can share about, you know, what way these activities have had an impact on you.
I am reminded of a beautiful image that I have noticed many a times, where Swami is walking ahead and is holding the hand. This image is very close to most of our hearts. Just hold on to him. I think that's a beautiful takeaway or the message. Just hold on to him. Hold his hand and he'll take you. You don't need to know where and what he's opening up. And what you get to see is just his miracle. So I think whatever we are doing today, the message that hold on to him, I don't know how else to sum up.
Wow.
But just continue life to hold on to him.
Life will become a series of miracles.
Yes.
And your life has been a series of miracles, isn't it, Brother Venkat?
Very, very true. I think if I go back to my personal suffering from very, very severe ulcerative colitis for about 5-6 years, and you know, one fine day he just comes in a dream and you know, asked me to do a couple of things, and one of it was to head to Bangalore. In my dream, I'm running, you know, picking up a suitcase, and suddenly wake up, and the next couple of, it took months together for me to find that right place and the opening, and, you know, because I was unwell, very badly sick, with very severe form of an ulcerative colitis, and the next thing I come here, the, you know, he guides me to do something, and the whole thing just vanishes. Even now as I'm speaking to you, I'm actually, when it left me with diabetes, but the reality is that it doesn't even look like a diabetes to me, because he's just sailing us through. It was a fantastic exchange to have. Ulcerative colitis is very, very severe form of a autoimmune disease. So with that, I think it's easier to deal with the diabetes. But I can tell you, I think when, you know, I continue to run it, whenever I prick, it shows me a 400, but I continue to run pretty actively in Kerala. I don't know whether I had my medicine or didn't have. And honestly, Bhagwan is just keeping us soaked and shielded in, you know, I think this is, you know, be it the work or be it some of these, I think, you know, we're carrying either from this birth or whatever, I don't know, it's karma. But at the same time, I think our biggest blessing for this life is Bhagwan. And we are ever thankful to him for that. Every morning when I get up after this 2018 experience, a beautiful year personally to me, I should say. Every morning I think the first thing I tell him is, Bhagwan, again, take my hands. Please make sure that whatever you have to do, please you do it. I think that's the experience, very, very humbling experience, going through an year with so many interesting activities. But Bhagwan is showing us that he is already there and he himself is doing everything, and we just have to mentally stay committed to it, and that's the least somebody could ever do, and I think that's all he needs from us. That's my personal experience.
Wow.
Bishu,
beautiful, beautiful. And Brother Sarup,
I personally believe to whom much is given, much is expected as well. So it is our foremost duty to ensure that Swami's, we are playing a part in his mission and be the little squirrels.
Yes.
So we can cherish our life. Yes. Forever.
Wow, amazing.
So we serve, as Brother Swaroop said, so that we can cherish our life forever. We serve because we want to celebrate Swami in our lives. We serve because there is nothing else that can give us this much joy, that can give this much joy to Swami. There is nothing else that is more meaningful to do. In fact, paropakarartham idam shariram, as Bhagavan used to say, the very purpose of life is to be of use to others. And it is so heartening to see so many former students of Bhagavan's university joining hands and putting all their heart to see how they can make difference to others' lives, how they can help in creating a beautiful society. There is so much activity that goes on in the Satya Sai centers in India and abroad. And when alumni also join this activity, definitely it is a big boost if you have alumni who are now in senior positions. In fact, they are office bearers in many districts of Tamil Nadu. And also you find them actively involved in Delhi. So there are many areas in India where you find alumni are with the Satya Sai organization in doing service activities, in taking Bhagavan's message to many hearts and homes. And it's really wonderful to see this symphony of service. There is so much more that I had the opportunity to gather during the Prema Bandham 2019. And I did record conversations with many senior students and alumni who had come. Their beautiful moments with Bhagavan, their revealing moments during the Prema Bandham 2019. So I will share all those beautiful conversations in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. So stay tuned to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Nadi says, Bishu, thank you so much for being with us through this beautiful journey of recollecting, reconnecting and regenerating with the festival of service that happened during Prema Bandham 2019, the eternal bond of enigmatic love. That is what is Prema Bandham 2019. If you have any feedback, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. If you want to send your comment through WhatsApp, you can do that too. Send your messages to 9393-258-258. Once again, 9393-258-258. Thank you so much. Salaam.
Ram Rasam. rasani pivare ramarasam pivare ramarasam ramarasam Janana